Welcome back to A Mime's Soapbox. And today we got Schmoomer from Schmoomer's Kitchen, which is a massive retro gaming community for the creation of pie images for wonderful arcade builds, none of which stand up to the quality that Schmoomer's do. Welcome, Schmoomer. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, of course. No, so we met, well, it was like a year or two ago now, wasn't it?
I think we're going on 2 years, perhaps.
Yeah, because I think I stumbled across one of your older builds. I think it might have been like the 1.0 or whatever on YouTube, and found the Discord and acquainted ourselves and have only blossomed from there.
No, my first release was called Fresh Pie, right? And I got that into the hands of a bunch of people from Facebook. There was a Facebook page. I was like a Retro Pie official or whatever. Hilariously enough, eventually I got removed from from that group. But I was just sharing a bunch of pictures of my progress on the build, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, we got to have this thing!" And I'm thinking, "Okay, maybe I'll just share this thing." And that's kind of how it grew legs. So you might have even had like one of the original before I even named it Schmoomer's.
That's possible. Yeah, I've tinkered around with a few of them before I really pigeonholed myself into only using your builds, because after experimenting enough, I've realized yours are the best. And that's why we wanted to have you on here today, I guess. I guess let's start. What made you really get interested in wanting to make arcade images or builds for Pis, PCs, whatever? Where'd you get your start in that?
So we're going to go back in time. I want to say 8 years, maybe somewhere in that zone. I was sitting at work one day, bored, and imagine that. And I was watching a YouTube video of somebody talking about how you can play all these old retro games. And I remember thinking, like, just prior to that, I'm like, man, I wish I had all my old systems. I wish I'd never gotten rid of all that stuff, because I was just like aching to play like Castlevania, Simon's Quest, or Castlevania 3 or Blaster Master and some of these older titles. And then I happened across this YouTube video of somebody talking about how you can do that with this circuit board called a Raspberry Pi. And I think at the time it was like Raspberry Pi 2. And so what do? You run out and you get a Raspberry Pi. And at that time, I had no idea where to get the content, or we'll just call it content. And and you get some of the stuff put on there. And back then, there was no, like, it was really hard to scrape and put in all the game data, like the players, the description, the release date, box art, let alone a video snap. That wasn't even like a thing, right? And I remember thinking to myself, man, this is like a ton of fucking work, right? It was a ton of fucking work. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm going to see if somebody has an image out there. Maybe I'll just do that. So it's just easier for me to get straight into the gaming part of it, you know. And I don't know whose image I downloaded, but there was some builder that I came across and downloaded that and flashed it to the SD card and loaded it up. And every single game I tried wouldn't load. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to do this a long way, you know. And that's what got me into it. I realized that, all right, you know what, I'm gonna just have to do this for myself anyways, because the way I operate, I always have like this vision of where I think things can go and should go, and none of those images I tried way back when were that. And I'm not saying that those builders back then were lousy. I'm just saying that it seemed like they were taking full ROM sets, untested, don't know if they work or not, and just dumping it on an image and getting it out there, which was a cool way to collect the content, right, in some degree. But I ended up never using any of that because I didn't know if it worked, you know. And
yeah, I think so. That's what I started with. I started when I built my first arcade, or only arcade, I guess, technically, though I've helped some others. I was using an old laptop I had, like my old traveling laptop when I used to like compete in Hearthstone and whatnot. And I was using CoinOps. And CoinOps is really nice. I did like it quite a bit. But then I wanted my laptop back in the house and I wanted to convert over to a Pi instead for power consumption. I didn't want to have a laptop on 24/7 because I usually like to leave my arcade on. So I walk past it and get those feels of the random game trailers and videos and clips
Going
by, so then, moved over to a Pi and I tried making my own image of a few things, and like instantly I was plagued with a lot of the arcade specific, like MAME and CPS 1, 2, and 3 stuff kind of being buggy or not wanting to boot right, or they're titled wrong, or it's the wrong set for this emulator and all that. And it just became such a nuisance. That's when I decided to, hop on YouTube and try and search out for some that have already been done and maybe work on my own later. And then that's how I stumbled across your build.
Yeah. Here's what's funny, right? So that was way long ago is when I started doing that. And I only got so far. I think I got up to I had Atari up, maybe up to like Genesis and Super Nintendo, right? And then I'm like, I think if I just put this down, like I was able to scratch my itch, right? And play some of those games. And then I knew that, the technology isn't there yet. I'm going to come back in a few years, right? And then we get to Raspberry Pi 3 B plus or whatever. And I started doing that again. I'm like, this is like way better. I can emulate further the higher end systems, the PlayStation and that, play better. And got so far, right? But then I still kind of got stuck. Then Raspberry Pi 4 happened. And this is at the time that when I was building this. And this is right around the time where when you caught wind of what I was doing. Because I was right in the process of finally getting there. My builds, they finally had the game lists that had all the proper names on it. They weren't the Japanese titles. They didn't have all this extra stuff. I'd went through every single game and cleaned all that up. So I was like, what I'd felt was like almost 3/4 of the way there, and that's when I was like in that Facebook community and everybody was wanting it. And so that's kind of what got a lot of I don't want to say fans or followers or supporters, but like people that just enthusiasts, people that were interested in what I was doing at the time. And the thing is I think what caught a lot of people onto what I do, is the fact that the way I like to have a Raspberry Pi or a retro gaming system is I want it to look like it's like the real deal. I want it to look like it was a product that you bought from a major manufacturer. I want it to run and smooth like a PlayStation front end. I want it to run smooth like a Xbox front end. And it takes a lot of effort to really get into some of the nuances of how to get this stuff working. And I knew that I wanted to have like loading screens that would play like cool graphics because it looks cool. Really for that reason only. I just think it looks cool. And no one really was doing it, right? And I'm like, well, I got to do this. To me, it's a no-brainer. And I think when people first started using my builds, that was like the main thing I would hear people talking about is like, his loading screens and the graphics. And then the more people got into the stuff that I do, they realized that, I'm almost never running into a game that doesn't work. So it's because I did a really good job of weeding, I would weed through all the crap and you miss a few here and there, but,
generally all the problems come across like, personal user settings, the standard image itself is near flawless, whenever there's a problem, it's someone's got a weird TV or something was wrong in their backend settings on the Pi or.
Yeah. They're trying to use a lawnmower to control the, yeah, it's always like something,
yeah, it was always
weird,
something like weird. That. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's cool. So obviously, your transitional and loading videos or clips, yep, really sets you apart from the other builders out there. Is there anything else other than the obvious quality assurance and control of making sure each ROM and emulator are nearly perfectly dialed in on launch? Is there anything else that really puts your build aside from anyone else?
I would say passion. You know, you can feel the amount of effort and love that went into my builds. I think it's pretty obvious when you start going through it. And you know, it's funny that we had somebody comment in our community, the Discord that we have, the Schmoomers Discord. Somebody was saying that, I think it was when we released the Shepherd's Pie 2.0, someone said, by the way, whoever hasn't done it yet, go to the open bore and just read all the descriptions. You'll thank me later. And so that person had found out that, like, as you scroll through these lists, that sometimes the descriptions have nothing to do with the video game. And I was just ranting on an old 1980s movie fact or something. And so there's always just some, I try to, in my images, I always try to have something that's interesting randomly. I like to have these shiny little things that you stumble across as you're walking the path of my build, you know, whether that be Easter eggs that I leave throughout the build, which are very, very subtle. I have prank video games where you think you're going to get a video game and you load it and you're like, really? And you're stuck having to watch a 3-minute video that you can't skip.
Yeah, but of course you can run Crysis on a Pi.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yeah. So you saw that one.
Yeah, everyone remembers this Dreamcast release and how flawless it runs and emulates on a Raspberry Pi 4.
Yeah. So I think just the overall experience is what really makes my builds obvious. I'm not some builders, from what I've heard, are very tinker friendly. You know, they like to have every last feature on earth and, you know, for these things. And I find that less is more for me. I think there's two types of, there's two types of retro gamers, right? I think there's those that just want to play the games, and there's those who want to play with the actual image, you know, and I don't understand that. It's like, listen, I've already got it working. Why do you want to go into every setting and start tweaking things, breaking it, and then trying to figure out how to unbreak it?
Yeah, well, I think there's like three categories of people that are really drawn to like Pi emulation specifically. But you obviously have the guys that just want to play the dang game, right?
Yep.
And then you also have the collectors, and I think I feel probably fall more into that category. You just got to have every ROM there is, so you can scroll through it like Netflix for an hour and never play anything because you wasted your time trying to figure out which you actually want to play.
Yep.
And then you also have the tinkerers, right, that want to get everything so dialed in with every feature and net play, and it's frame perfect and the right aspect ratio and this and that, and they spend so much time configuring they never play anything either.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny too, you hit the nail right on the head, man. I think there are really only those three types, you know, and for those that you'd mentioned that, like, what do I do that is a little bit different than some other people? I try not to have, my builds are not for collectors. My builds are for people that want to explore retro video games that don't totally stink. So I've really tried, in what my own opinion is, are no crap filler games. You know, in other words, like when you're going through the arcade section in mine, you're not going to find a bunch of casino games. You're not going to find a bunch of these weird Japanese Mojang games, or however you say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to find pinball ROMs that are from the circuit board only and actually don't play anything at all, you know? So yeah. I try to like get rid of all that crap. I try to like let's take the Nintendo Entertainment System, for example, right? Which is like my favorite system ever. That's where like I was like a gamer for good, you know, when that system came out. But there's like what, 1800 games for that system, or even maybe more. And I don't have anywhere close to 1800 games on any of my builds, because I think a lot of them are really crappy. And So, you know, I think you could go through any best of list and you're going to find every game that's on any best of list anywhere. But then I have a lot of like hidden gems or cult classics. That was a whole category of a game that you inspired for Schmoomers. I think that stuff is great, man. I love uncovering like this hidden gem of a game. You're like, you know what? I love this thing. Like we were just talking about that yesterday with that that goose game you just turned me on to, and now
Mighty Goose? I think
Mighty Goose.
Yeah, God, it's so good. Oh boy. What is your favorite hidden gem on the build then?
Oh man.
Or even a couple, but there. I mean, there's like obviously we know like. You know, Crash Bandicoot and Donkey Kong are good games, but what do you think people overlook?
Oh, geez. That's a toughie. Let me think here. We got, I'm trying to think of what's not so popular.
I think my number one hidden gem that people overlook or don't give it the credit.
Let me guess. Comic Zone.
You did guess. Whoa!
Yeah, that is good, man. That's a great example of a hidden gem too. Yep.
I'm shocked you remembered.
Brutally hard. From what
it's not that hard.
No.
Nah, you can beat the game in like 10 minutes.
What's a hidden gem? It's hard for me to say, really, because our gamer tastes are so varied. I've learned. True. Well, let's come back to that one. Eventually, it'll hit me in the head.
All right, you owe me one before this is over.
No, I got one. It's Demon Front.
Demon Front. Wait for
For coin Demon op. Front. Yep.
Oh.
So imagine like Metal Slug, right?
Uh huh.
Same sort of sprite heavy, really sprite heavy animatics in the game. Same sort of gameplay as Metal Slug. It's just like it's just a love letter to. Run and gun Metal Slug fans. So if you haven't played that game, go do yourself a favor right now and go play that game. It's amazing.
It's like Mighty Goose.
Yep. And it's on the Big Schmoo. It's on Shepherd's Pie 2.0. So if you have those images, you'll find it there.
Yeah. So give us a breakdown real quick on the different builds that you have already accomplished and completed. And which one, each one would be catered to, or which one you would suggest? Because there's quite a few now, and they're for, I would think, different use cases.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what. When I started releasing images, I had Fresh Pie, and then we went to Lexi, right? Which is actually the Shepherd's Pie beta, right? And then we went to 2.0 and then the Big Schmoot. So here's the thing. Each of these images, you're almost like just watching a child grow up. It's the same child, okay? So the Big Schmoot is where we hit the wall. I literally could not make an image, in my opinion, any fucking better. That is really it right there. Bam. Okay, but let's back up a notch. Anybody who wants, because I decontented Big Schmoo a little bit, okay? I got rid of some game titles that I think took away from the overall quality level of the whole build itself. So, for example, if you're a completionist, you don't want to go for Big Schmoo. You'd want to go for 2.0. Like, for example, Daphne, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got every Daphne game on 2.0. And I tell you what, everybody's like, oh, those Daphne games. And then they play it, and then they go, yeah, this game kind of sucks, man. You know? It's like the nostalgia was greater than the actual experience. It's kind of like a Cheech and Chong movie, right? Everybody loves to remember Cheech and Chong movies, but then if you ever put one on and watch it, you're kind of like embarrassed that you're sitting there with it, right? And so I got rid of that, you know, going into Big Schmoo. So I will say this. So we have really the main thing that's going to separate these images is what size SD card are you working with? You know, if you want to run with a 128 gigabyte build, you want to be in the Fresh Pie zone, right? Or one of the first Lexis. But there's some bugs on there because we're, you know, I was experiencing growing pains, you know, as a builder. Mm-hmm. I release an image and for example, one of the images I dropped out there, forgetting to turn on scum. Like, I left it off while I was building because I was doing something or whatever. And then I get sidetracked because I'm like, oh, squirrel. And never came back to it. And then I released the image and people were like, dude, all my scum games aren't working. I'm like, really? Awesome. So so there's some fun shit going on there. But, I mean, there's really, I think to answer your question more completely is I don't think one build is really catered towards any particular thing other than how much size can you store. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got a 500 gigabyte card, just go right for Big Shmoo and be done with it. For real. Cause it's a work of art, man. I think
it is. I mean, that's why I got running in the garage on my arcade right now, still to this day. And it just plays on loop all day and gets touched every once in a while. It's a little cold to hang out in the garage right now, but
yeah,
it gets this use. I know you'll appreciate this, but I think I might've shared in the Discord community, which we will also share after this is completed. But what is it? It's SNK Neo Turf Masters.
Yeah.
Which was an arcade golf game. We play that probably more than anything else on that arcade. Nice. Other than maybe like Street Fighter 3. But we have like literal neighborhood tournaments like during the spring when it's not too hot, not too cold. Like all the dads on the street come over, we get hammered and have like a full bracket tournament on that game. And it gets outrageously competitive and it works great.
Nice.
That's another little hidden gem for the build.
See, that's another thing too, is like, you know, when I'm going through these game lists, like what I do when I try to figure out what do I populate on a build, right? I take a full set and I dump it onto the build and I scrape it and I get all the snaps in there, right? And that way, because I mean, let's be honest, who actually knows everything about every game? If you say you do, great, good for you. I don't, right? And so what I do is after everything is scraped and on there, I just start scrolling. And if I don't like it, I delete it. If I think it's good, it stays, right? And one of the genres that I struggled with is golf. I'm like, how do I know if this is another stupid golf game or another amazing golf game? Like, I would never know that. So, yeah, you could probably help me out with that one.
Yeah, I mean, all you need is Neo Turf Masters, and you're good to go.
And that's it. So that would be the one. Just as long as that's good, we're good to let it roll.
I mean, like, Mario Golf's great, but 64 runs a little finicky in general, yes, right? Yes, we still have compatibility issues with the Pis and 64.
It's tough. Yeah. Until you know, we get it's the funny. So many people, they're like, how come you don't have more, you know, N64 games? I have on my, they always say, well, on my build, I have every single N64 and they all run great. And I'm like, No, they don't. You powered it up and you got the start screen and never went further because you try to play that game, you're going to find out real fast that you're mostly turds. And,
I mean, even like PC emulation for 64 isn't always cracked up to what's.
Yeah, it's weird. And like even the build I'm working on now, which is a PC build. Most every game runs perfect. But yeah, they don't run perfect. Some systems are tough, like Sega Saturn. I still don't have Sega Saturn on the PC build because all of the titles that I've tried to play had some fucking thing about it that I'm like, no, get rid of it. Like, I'm very quick to weed things. Like, if I can't get an audio glitch to go away, for example, like on a lot of these Sega Saturn games, for whatever reason, I get this weird, like this noise that happens during certain things. And I'm like, I'm not going to want to sit through a game and have to deal with that. So bang, it's gone. We'll try it next build again. You know what I mean? I always revisit some of these things. And going to this new PC build, all of the original N64 games that I wanted to put on the Raspberry Pi builds are on the PC build. So I'm like, yes, finally, like in my mind, I can check that one off permanently, you know?
Tell us more about the new project, the new build. What it makes this different than the Big Shmoo or the 2.0. Obviously, it's on PC, but what does that entail?
Okay, so I want you to imagine this, right? Take the Big Shmoo and understand that we literally, I couldn't make the Big Shmoo any better. I couldn't improve really on the graphics. I couldn't improve on the game content. I couldn't improve on, and by saying game content, I mean how they play. I couldn't emulate past a certain system, right? And I'm thinking, well, shit, I'm just going to be waiting around until Raspberry Pi, what, 5 comes out? Right?
And, pretty much.
And so what do you do from there? And a few of us schmooze that are in the community are started egging me on. There's a guy, a snowboarder, he got in contact with me. He's out in California, and he said, dude, I just got to thank you. He caught me off guard because he sent me a message thanking me up and down, for being able to allow him and his friends to play San Francisco Rush. I don't know which version it was, but and they've been playing it nonstop and reliving like the glory days of their friendships and all that. And he says, man, I got to tell you, what you gave to me is priceless. And he said, I just want to help you out with anything future in what you do because of what you've given to us gamers out there that don't know how to build all this stuff. And long story short, we started talking about, well, what do we do after this Big Shmoo? Because I really can't do anything with Raspberry Pi now. And he's like, well, have you thought about PC? And I'm like, that's like an undiscovered country for me because, well, there's what, 11 billion PCs out there that you could build on.
Yep.
And so how do you do that and make a good experience for everybody? And that led to a long conversation, many conversations. And so we end up deciding on we're going to use a mini PC. So there's micro PCs, which are smaller than a Rubik's Cube, right? I mean, seriously, a thing is like super small. So on a micro PC, I could emulate. So imagine taking the Big Shmoo and going, man, you know, I wish I could make all these N64 games run better. Well, I could do that with a micro PC, and those are like $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
And however, I can't really push into like PlayStation 2 and some of these other systems with that. So we tried that. So we both had the same tech, so we were both trying different things. And then we decided, well, okay, without going to full on gamer PC with, you know, like, can it run Crysis for real? Those sort of rigs. What do we have? So what we have available in the market is a lot of like Dell Optiplexes and a lot of these hospital computers that work fine for emulating, especially if somebody wants to throw a quick graphic card in there. And so I figured that's kind of a good zone to aim for because I don't want to be exclusive in that. Well, hey, you know, if you're going to run the new Shmoomer build, you got to have this $2,000 computer because let's be honest, man, we live in a real world. Not all of us have that kind of money just to throw at nostalgia, right?
Yep.
And so what we're doing now is we're developing on a mini PC, which is an ASRock 4800U. And so here's what it does that Big Shmoo will never do. Okay. The theme is all motion graphics. So when you're scrolling through the menus, it's not just a solid static picture in the background with a menu card. The actual background is moving and alive, right? And we could do that also with the menu card itself. Like I could have like four different layers of video that we got working, which took a lot of doing. We got it working. I could literally go nuts with this, but there's only so much time to devote to a hobby like this. So what we decided on is we'll have the backgrounds, motion graphics, and then we're going to create all new menu cards. So we can do that now because we have a lot more resources, technically speaking, on an actual PC that you don't have on a Raspberry Pi. If I were to take this theme and try to dump it onto a Raspberry Pi, it would melt into a pile of goo, right?
Yeah.
And so by going to the new Batisera project, we're now able to deliver more on that promise of, dude, this is, you're going to fill your pants up when you load this thing up and you start just scrolling through the actual build itself, not even starting to play any games yet, but just by scrolling through this, you're going to be like, oh my God, like, what do I play first? Right. And I want to create that Christmas morning sort of feel to the user when they first fire up their new Kronos, which is what it's called, build that we're working on. So now, not only have we improved on the graphics, and by the way, the loading screens, that is not a natural feature of Batisera. I worked with a few people in the community, and we eventually got the code inserted into my build that you've got our loading screens again, baby. So, so what do? Do we use the old ones? Hell no, we say. And so C Daters, that's in our community, little did I know, is a graphics savant, man. This guy is just like a fucking ninja, man. And so he will come up with something and shoot it to me, and I either yes or no it, or, you know, I give him. So now I'm kind of acting more like a director, you know. And so once I steer him in the right direction, and we call it good. So we've been one by one redoing the entire, all the menu cards, which there are hundreds of them, and all the motion graphics and all the loading screens. So these are all created in Adobe After Effects and Adobe Premiere. And so he'll create a lot of those motion graphics for me, and then he dumps them off to me, and then I work on the final edits for him. And we're just kind of, it's weird, because I went from being a single solitary guy that's just like building these builds, and now I have like, I've got like a wrecking crew. And
yeah, you're a project manager now.
Yeah, and so what's really cool is that we're taking all these you know, awesome ideas, and that's kind of like what the Big Shmoo was. The Big Shmoo was kind of like a big think tank of, well, what could we do with a video game retro build? And we tried our very best to provide all that in the Big Shmoo, but now a lot of those same ideas are happening on the Batisera project. So now we have better graphics. We have better performance, which now means that I can put every Nintendo 64 game that you want on there. We can, in theory, we can run Sega Saturn. Haven't cracked that nut yet. And I don't know where we're headed with that one, but I can emulate all the way up to PS3. I'm running Nintendo Switch on this build, and it runs fucking killer. Although I will say this, go out and buy a Switch, man. You know, it's a current gen thing. You got to support some of the love for that console. However, if you have your backups, you can dump them right onto the build and they'll play straight away. So I got that working. It's absolutely fucking amazing. And like, I've got Steam running on this build. I have Steam Link running on this build. We have, again, we've got Kodi, our version of Kodi, on there running. When we release it, we're also going to have a recovery image that we send you. So you can flash your build to have the gaming set up, right? But you're also going to have another file that you can flash to a USB card. And so when you put it into your computer, you can select with the BIOS screen, you can select a boot to Ubuntu, right?
A boot.
And, yep. And so now you're going to have Firefox browser when you boot into there, and several different recovery options. So this is perfect in case you have bricked your computer. This gives you, it's just a cool thing. It's nice to be able to boot into like an actual computer thing that's still dedicated to the build, so that you can.
So this isn't something like Big Box or Launch Box where it's a program. This is an actual computer image.
Yeah. So when you flash the Batisera, okay, basically Batisera is a custom Linux. Okay. video game only OS, right? So it's familiar. It's very not familiar. It's very similar to Raspberry Pi. Okay. However, it's better. It really is better. It's not perfect. It's not perfect, but I mean, you know, when you think about, you got Raspberry Pi, you got Retro Pi team, right? And those guys are, they're gods. Okay. Without those guys, we wouldn't be anywhere. Okay. But then you got a group of people that are going into the next genre or the next level, I think. And that's Batacera. They're cranking away at improving how retro games can be played. So, and the cool thing is the Batacera, I don't know what you want to call it, the Batacera base image is catered towards a lot of different setups. So, for example, if you want Batacera that has been custom built for Odroid, right, you can download that. If you want Batacera that's custom steered towards Raspberry Pi, you can download that. So needless to say, mine is Batacera that's been built towards x86 PC architecture, right? Mm-hmm. And but that's what's really cool is that like that those guys are trying to provide a consistent front end for you to develop your own builds within many different circuit boards that you want to, you know, build on. And so that's what's really cool about Batacera. They're also too, because it's kind of a new country that we're wandering around in. There's a guy out there that has a YouTube channel, Batacera Nation, and he puts out anybody who wants to get started in learning Batacera, just sit down one day and watch every one of his videos. He's got like 20 or 30 videos, but holy crap, he's like the ETA prime. Okay. Of how do I use Batacera? So definitely you're going to want to get in contact with his YouTube channel and check some of that stuff out. But yeah, Batacera is going to be fucking awesome. And I think what we're going to do with that build is rather than ship it loaded up and 500 gigs where you're sitting there for a day and a half hoping that your torrent goes through and, you know, having to go through all that, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to launch the build with like maybe one game in every category that we have collections for. Okay. And then that way you can get it up and running and then you can just choose what systems that you want to load your Schmoomer Kronos with and then download those and literally just copy and paste them onto the build and they'll fucking run. Right. And I think that would be a better way to release it, kind of like a build your own burger, you know, because, you know, if somebody does not play Amiga, well, why should you be sitting there with, you know, 65 gigs of Amiga games that you're never going to play? So I
was unaware that we were going to be able to customize the Batacera build.
Yeah.
It wasn't a flat image.
Yep, I'm going to probably do it in two different releases. One, if you want it the Schmoomer way, like me personally, like what would I personally have? And then the build your own. So I'll make all of those. So I'm going to have every one of my game collections available that are tailored specific to the Kronos release. Okay. And then I'm going to have a release that is fully built. You just turn it on and go for it, right? Just like you did with Big Shmoo. Then I'm going to also release a Schmoomer Kronos base. So if you want to just build your own, right, you don't have to do any work to the back end or the front end. Okay, it'll all just be there. So you can just plug. If you're only a console player, you can just copy and paste whatever consoles you want. You know. So I think we're going to be pretty versatile when we launch on this one.
So it is a little similar to like Launchbox or Big Box, where it kind of auto-populates stuff when you just. Like it's already configured and ready for the ROMs. You just got to put them in there.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to be. So if you have your own ROMs and you put them on there, you're still going to have to scrape and do all your own setup, right?
Okay.
So that'll be kind of a pain. But if you want to use the collections that we have put on there, and trust me, you'll want them. I wouldn't even Unless you're, like you say, unless you're that that completionist or the collector, I should say. Mm-hmm. If you're the collector, yeah, then you're going to do it your own way anyways. But if you're happy with having like all the games you just want to play anyways, just get my collections. And what you're going to do is when you download the pack to the build, it's already going to have the metadata present. It's already going to have the box art. It's already going to have the wheel art. It's already going to have the game snaps. Literally, when you drop it onto the build, it'll work right out of the box. You don't have to do fucking anything other than play it.
And is it USB bootable, or does it actually have to be on a drive of sorts?
You can boot it however you want. Yep. Wow. Bassera will build, you know, for example, on the build that I have, the physical build, the ASRock that I have two SSDs on there. I have a 2 terabyte M2 drive on there that the build actually physically runs on. But you could, with Bassera, you could have your build on a, let's say you got a, I don't know, a 128 gigabyte SSD that you want to run Bassera on, but you want to run all of your gaming content from a external drive. Bassera doesn't care. So when you plug in your external drive, literally you just go into the file browser, which there's a file browser on there, which is totally cool.
Nice.
You can literally link that to the ROMs folder, and now it knows that if it's going to go and look for ROMs, it's going to look at the USB drive and not the actual source thing. So you can do whatever you want, man. Like in my case, I just have it all on one SSD because I don't know, fuck it, right? But hey, you can do it however you want, man. It's going to be awesome. Totally awesome.
So two-part question then to continue on this.
Yeah.
Why Kronos as the big name for the new big build?
Yep.
And then also, why Schmoomer?
Ha! What do you want first?
Let's go with Kronos since we're talking about currently.
All right. So, Kronos has a lot of, meanings that are all dead bullseye for what we do. Number one, Kronos, look, we invest a lot of time, right, in doing this. I've invested countless hours in doing these builds. We've invested, and not just me. You know, you got all these other people, everybody that has ever walked down that path of trying to do retro gaming, you know, they're reliving their nostalgia, which is kind of like taking a time trip, right? Mm-hmm. And I felt that it was the most appropriate thing I could come up with for something that implies the time we've spent growing up playing these games, the time we spend as a community talking about the games, the time we spend with each other sharing ideas or troubleshooting with each other. It really is. Life is about time, man. It's not about the things that we have. It's not about anything other than time spent, who you spend your time with, you know. And I felt that it was a perfect fucking name. I felt. And that snowboarder guy that I was talking about from California that has helped me get moving in this direction. He, in our discussions, one of the things that I kind of picked up on is that he said that he loves the fact that it's like this time capsule, this perfect time capsule. So the official name is, and I did this to, it's kind of like more like an Easter egg for him, but it's the Kronos time capsule, you know. That's where that name came up.
I like it. I like it a lot. And you did put out the trailer,
yeah,
release,
yeah,
video for it recently, yeah, too, did you not?
It's, yeah, more just the announcement. There, once we get a little bit further, we're still finalizing the theme and the launching videos, but we're like, oh my God, we're so close. Like we're so close that I just want to like scream, you know. Like it's so good. So once we get that done, I will go ahead and make an actual trailer that just kind of previews some of the build, but I'm not going to show any of it off until it's like ready to be seen. I'm going to be kind of like Valve and Half-Life 3 on this one. When we're ready, we'll show everybody. But yeah, the announcement trailer is at least out there.
All right, on to Schmoomer.
dude. So, I like cows. I think they're hilarious looking. I think they, like, there's that movie, City Slickers.
Right? Uh-huh.
Remember that little baby cow? And you're like, oh, yeah, that little Norman, that little cow. And it's like, dude, how do you not like cows, right? I like beef. I like eating cows. I like looking at cows. I just think they're funny. And so I just figured, what would be a cool logo, something that's kind of memorable and, not too serious. You know, I didn't want this thing to look like heavy metal t-shirts as far as graphics. I just wanted something kind of lighthearted. And, so I felt, well, I found this clip art picture of a cow and put it in a circle. And I'm like, I kind of like that, man. I'm like, well, what do I name this guy? Well, so I took some of the letters of my actual name and mixed it with the word moo, and then ended up Schmoomer. And I'm like, that's kind of a fun little name. And so I guess it's, there's nothing magical there, but I think it's kind of fun, you know. And I toyed with the idea, do I put a SCH Moomer or do I just go SH Moomer? And I'm like, you know, I don't give a crap. No one's going to care anyways. Well, I didn't think at that time, it would turn into what it's turned into. It's kind of like, what did Dave Grohl say about his band name? He's like, you know, the Foo Fighters. Had we known where we were headed, we probably would have come up with a better name.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm kind of like in that zone with it. But yeah, it's stuck. We're Schmoomers.
I mean, it's funny because, like, as silly and lighthearted as it is, it's become relatively iconic in the retro gaming scene and the Raspberry Pi scene. Like, I think everyone stumbled across it at one point or another, whether it's through YouTube research or going to different sites and finding different builds and images. Like, pretty much everyone has scrolled past you somewhere.
You know what's funny is we're kind of like the most big time underdog ever. You know, we're not super popular like all these other builders that are out there. I haven't been out there. I say we because it's really a community thing, but I've been out there doing it for as many years as all these other people. And the fact that they have kept at it for all these years and doing it for as long as they have and still share it with the community and haven't lost that drive to do it. I don't know any of these other builders. I've never spoken with not one of them, but if they ever listen to this, I just want to say thank you to all those guys. Well, without people that do the gaming thing, man, there'd be no Dream Alive. And let alone, I mean, you can't even play these things in the wild anymore, right? So, or it's very hard. It's very difficult.
Well, you're price gated out. I mean, the retro cart collecting craze has gotten so out of hand where games that, you know, just 5 years ago would cost $10 are now pushing $30, $40. And then, I mean, let's not even talk about the games that used to be $60 where they're, you know, pushing $180 now. It's become just untangible, really.
Yeah, it's difficult. And so, you know, so I like to say that even though I haven't been around like these other guys, we've become very, very popular in the last year and a half, and so therefore even though we're an underdog, we're pretty popular underdog. But
you got a big booming growing Discord community as well. I think you're pushing four digits of supporters and enthusiasts and hobbyists alike. Is there anything specific you wanted to say to those guys probably hearing your voice for the first time?
I'm going to say this. You guys are amazing. I mean, seriously, it's an amazing community that we have. Here's the cool thing, right? If it was just me, right, and everybody's constantly asking questions and this and that, like, I don't know everything, right? And that's the strength that we've got, like, this synergy, right? We're stronger than the sum of our individual pieces that are in our Schmoomers community. And I say that because everybody is, you got the tinkerers, right? The tinkerers show up and they start asking questions. Well, somebody in the community is going to have information that they're looking for. And even though it may not be instant, it's going to be within the day or so. And it's through that knowledge base that we all learn at the same time. And without this community, we wouldn't be where we're at. And the other thing I want to say is thank you for just being cool dudes, man. Like, we don't have rock stars in here. There's no drama. Everybody is sharing their their lives with us a little piece at a time. And it's just absolutely awesome. You know, it's truly for me, a social media network that is real. It's actual real stuff. And so thank you everybody out there. And yeah, you know, people will donate, you know, and there's a link to where you can donate with that. And we don't get a lot of donations, and I'm not really even out for it, but those donation, you know, they go to server storage, new tech and all that stuff. And so the money is used. Yeah, we don't even really need to take donations because we're going to do it anyways. You know what I mean? We're going to get out there and just do it. And because we love it. And as long as all you guys keep loving it too, we're going to keep on rolling, man. Big time. Big time. Big, 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 big.
Big, big. Yeah, I think my favorite part of the whole community as a whole is just whenever anyone finally completes building their physical arcade cabinet and posting in pride and glory and getting to show it off to everyone. And then I get to check them out. That's so sweet. Just knowing, you know, going through that myself, like, I'm not the handiest of men but I'm a nerd. So I'm going to build this giant cabinet and hope for the best, you know, and not lose a finger.
Yeah.
And you take a lot of pride when you're done. And I hope, you know, everyone else that posts in the Discord with their builds feels the same way I did when I did mine.
Yeah. It's super cool too, because like you see these people that are, they're going, you know what? I downloaded the thing. I've got it on the Raspberry Pi. I think what I want to do is build that arcade. And you watch a lot of these guys, they start literally from a thought process. And then you start seeing pictures. Okay, I went out and bought the wood today. Hey, and what do you think about what controllers I should use? And you watch this video game child being born. And then when you finally see those final pictures, you're just like, man, the dude made it. He made it all the way, man. That's kick ass. Now he's gonna have to move that heavy thing. But, you know, but that's like so awesome to see a lot of that stuff, man.
Just pray and hope they don't spill a beer on it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Been there, dude.
Sticky buttons. No.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, cool. I guess in closing, we can go over one last thing. For any aspiring build tinkerers and creators, any words?
Yeah, just do it. Stop researching. Just start doing it. Okay. There is no amount of research that you can do ahead of time that will make any of it actually easier. You just have to start doing it and join the Discord, man, because when you start doing it, we're going to help you, you know, like, for example, like if someone, we got a lot of builders who will download a build, whether it's mine or, some of the other, people that release images, they'll start with those and then they just try to tweak it and dial it into their own. You know, that's a fun way to start too, but I'm going to tell you right now, man, start vanilla, start from scratch. And learn it. We'll walk you through it. We'll help you out. We'll watch you grow and we'll inspire you. And the thing I will say is if you download a Schmoomer's image, okay, if it nothing else, it will give you ideas on what you want to do with your own image and just get out there and do it and play the game. Like for me, like, okay, here's another thing. If you're for aspiring builders, okay, at least try to play some of the fucking games. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think I have lately. I don't think I've played a game in a long time. And I'm like, God, I just want to get back to playing it. But I have fun, you know, building the image. I like doing stuff. I'm hyper focused like that. I guess I'm like an Elon Musk as far as I stay focused on one thing until it's done. So I really haven't had a whole lot of time to play the image. But so that would be my other advice for aspiring builders or budding builders. Play the games as you go, because you got to have a little bit of fun, because you will get frustrated. Trust me. We'll get frustrated.
Yeah. And most likely if you do come across a problem, someone already has figured it out and is willing to help. You know, I know I've done that a few times with my one little silly quirky issue I had. And I think three other people ended up having that same thing. And it was a quick and easy fix just because they stopped by and asked and said, hey.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, because as long as you're in the community, somebody knows the answer for you, and you just got to keep at it. You know what I mean? but we're all here to help you always. I mean, you have a pretty good size Discord too. And I'm sure that you guys are chatting a little bit about stuff like that too, but there's a lot of good communities out there that you can learn from. And so just get involved, you know, just it's the best thing to do. Just get involved.
Yep. Yeah. For those curious, I will have Schmoomer's Kitchen's Discord link available, probably as well as my own. And I'll probably give you the link to download a build or the trailer at least. Right.
Oh yeah.
And I think that about wraps it up.
Well, cool. Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. We'll have to do.
You got any other socials or anything else you want to put out there? And keep up with your stuff, or we just stick to the Discord, right?
Yeah, we'll just stick to Discord for now. I will say that we do have a Facebook page, but I'm very, 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 very close to getting rid of Facebook outright, because of the most ridiculous things. I've been banned on Facebook for 18 days now because I called somebody a stoner. And for bullying. And I'm like, you know what? This is not bullying. This was a video I commented on about somebody smoking weed and talking about the best weeds to get and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that dude's a total stoner, right? And I get banned for bullying for 18 days. I'm like, you know what? This is not the sort of...
I haven't had a Facebook in years.
Oh, so this is not the America that I believe in. And if you want, I mean, we do have a Facebook page. I'm pretty inactive with it because, again, I try to stay off the radar with this stuff.
Of course.
Yep. And so I think it's just stick with the Discord for now.
All right. So I'll get the Discord out there. Come say hey to us and specifically Schumer and give him a big thank you for everything he's done in the retro preservation community. I don't know what else you want to call it. Sounds good. Great. To me. I like it.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yep. And we'll see you guys soon.
Peace.